Okay. Where do I start? This last week was pretty good. Started good. We had a fun P day. Last P day was terrible. We went to the office and we had to sing for like 5 hours. It was all right. Not the greatest thing, but it was okay. What else? So we did that, and then Tuesday was big day. Went to the office. We got smartphones, which are not really smartphones. They're like, it's like some Samsung Galaxy, really nice phone, but all we could do is basically call and text on it. So it's like a nice grandpa phone, I guess. I don't know. It's okay. Yeah, so that's been cool. Like, sometimes, honestly, when you, like, I've had people, I ask for their number, and they won't give me their number because I had such a bad phone before. Our phones were so terrible. So we got new phones, and yeah, they work great. They're super awesome. Elder Gu, the Korean elder that we live with, he's already figured out how to hack, like, the whole phone and do pretty much anything he wants. So he's having fun with it, kind of playing with it like a freaking Game Boy, but it's okay. He's being good with it. What else we did? Oh yeah, we got to do some construction, or like remodeling for one of our investigators. He has an apartment complex, and he's ripping out an apartment, and he's gonna remodel it. So we helped him out for an hour, and then we met his son, and his son went to like one of the best colleges in Korea. So he was super cool, super smart. Got his number. So he's pretty cool. And then, Tuesday night, I got such a bad, I don't even know what it was. A cold, maybe the flu. I don't know. Sinus infection. I don't know. But I was wiped out for like 3.5 days. Until I finally went to the hospital, and they got this, like, what did they get me? Some kind of, I don't know what he did. He sat me in this chair and stuff, like, shoved all these tubes up my nose and sprayed this stuff in my nose and my face and my, it was weird. But we got medicine from him, and I'm starting to feel better and better. Still have a cold. Super hard to speak Korean with a cold. If your pronunciation is like a teeny bit off, they will not understand you at all. So it hasn't been like hard or difficult, but it's just been kind of annoying. They don't understand some of the words I say, and it's like you have to keep repeating yourself. But that's all good. Getting better and better every day. Yeah, we had a sports conference last Saturday. Yeah, it was fun. What else? Met with some investigators. Watched a restoration with one of our investigators. This really old guy. He's 74. Super funny dude. He doesn't know any English, but oh, he's super funny when he speaks Korean. Super, super humble. Good guy. We're trying to get him baptized, and like, he says he knows it's true. Really likes it. We're just working with him to build the faith to quit his job on Sunday so he can come to work. But yeah. I was kind of slow. Like, not slow, went by fast, but being sick was just terrible. I, like, one night, I literally was just trying to talk to people, as many people as I could. And I would get, like, 30 seconds in with them, and then I would just start dying from coughing, and they would just look at me like, what the heck's happening, and walk away. And, it was kind of annoying, but, yeah, it was good. This week was good. Like, no complaints besides the sickness. Yeah, I'm just... We have a Halloween party this week, so we're trying to plan for that. And it's, by the time you get done with, like, doing all the things that we have to do for other people, like, not, like the just being missionaries in the ward, I feel like we have, like, zero time to actually, like, just jump into the work. Like, yeah, I feel like I can't make appointments whenever I want. Like, there's some days I can be like, okay, I know I can make appointments whenever I want. But other days, it's like, you have to leave it open because we're going to plan for this or this. Or we have to do this, but that's not too bad. I don't know if I made that sound more, like, complicated than it actually is. But it's not too bad. What else? Man, time is so weird. Like, I seriously can barely remember. Like, 2 days ago. It just kind of... It, like, blends together, and then it, like... Certain parts stick out, and then... Certain parts... Just randomly pop into your head a few days later. But it's good. The house is fun. The guys I live with are really cool. One of them's Korean. Another one... Elder Bond, me and him are pretty good buddies. And then my companion, Elder Simon, he's doing great. He really, yeah, he's doing super good for a greenie. He's, yeah, a really hard worker. Me and him have pretty similar mindset. It's just like going and going and going and like mental toughness, I guess, and that kind of thing. So it's been fun. He's doing really good. Yeah, good week. I'm excited to just, I don't know, I hate, use the word destroy. I'm excited to just destroy the next few weeks of missionary work and keep going and going and going. It's hard, it's like, you know, some, like, we're not, this isn't the most baptizing mission, the most... stats or, you know, most appointment built mission. We have every appointment we get, every investigator we get, every baptism. Oh, you have to put in so many hours, just kill yourself, it feels like, to just to get results. I guess results on paper, it's hard to measure, like, results, but yeah, so just going out with faith every day. Keep going, keep going. But yeah, it's fun. I'm really having a good time. It's a good place to be right now. The members are great. I love the members here. Also, Steven. His name in Korean is Han Sang-kyung, and he's 86. But he's, like, the most fit 86-year-old guy ever. He fought in the Korean War. And he's literally coming to Utah next September. So, I'm excited for that. Also, yeah, Mom and Dad, I told him that he could sleep at our house. So, we'll have to make room for him somewhere. But he's super awesome. I love him. Yeah, and he calls me like 3 times a day, and he's so funny. Oh, he's okay at English. He loves it so much, he loves learning English. He's alright, but he calls me, he's like, oh, 한세고, 한세고, oh. And then every time before I hang up, I say, I love you, Steven. And he always says, oh, I love you too, I love you too. That's kind of funny, but... Yeah, all is well, all is good. Praying for you guys. Have a good week.